Good evening to you.
Good evening.
I would like to thank you for taking the trouble to come and accepting the difficulties when there's only a small group again. I know it must be more difficult for you.
I thank you for your concern, but always I will never to come amongst you whenever the opportunities present themselves.
I do appreciate that very much. Hopefully only one more time and then we should be back to full strength again.
Is will be, and then we will have much to speak upon.
Good.
All of you this time are much more uplifted in spirit. I am happy to see this and to tell you how glad I am that you are attaining much within your physical lives as time continues.
Okay.
I know questions arise. Why sometimes are our lives more difficult when we know more about the spiritual matters? But I say to you, this must be so.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing can be achieved without effort and without striving towards that great goal, that oneness which we all seek.
Good.
Fear not, because always I will be by your side to help and encourage you.
Thank you very much again.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I wish to speak some words. There is not amongst these people, but others who come here, they have expressed doubts within themselves about the truth of my words. They would not always admit to this, but of course I can see a little farther than you.
I'm sure you can.
But this does not concern me greatly, but I would say to those peoples who have doubts that is fine. But I would say to them to express them openly. Because, dear friends, to withhold within yourselves doubts and negative thoughts create that much I am lost for your word. I am seeking to say that it creates fear amongst you, which should not be there.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes, I do.
But I say it should not matter, but I wish to you to know that it exists.
You think that's in our other meeting?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I shall try and deal with it if it does come into the open, of course.
They must be entitled to what they feel, to what can be accepted by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But it is not good to withhold the feelings within.
No, then of course, festering, doesn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that by now you all fully understand the power of your thinking.
Yes.
And how it rebounds from each one of you to another. You see now how important it is.
Mm-hmm.
If I have taught you nothing else, I wish that you hold on to this one issue.
Yes.
Now, please to speak.
I have been using your teaching in order to deal with other problems that have come to me. I had two ladies here a few nights ago for 3 hours, and one of them is hopelessly confused. She's had so many different directives as to how, and I quote her words, to be nearer my God, that she just doesn't know what to do. And she started on, finally, about illusion and reality. And then I had to stop her and said she must realize, and this is where your teaching is being used, that it is necessary for her to accept that she has to use the physical body, even though the soul may be resenting it, for the benefit of the soul's further progress. I don't think she quite understood it. But I had to leave it there because of time. But that did raise in my mind certain other points. I have thought a great deal about what you have told us about the power of thought. And sometimes when people speak from the next plane, it seems that there are differing feelings, or different acceptances of what is there. And this does puzzle me a little. For instance, we accept the thought is creative, and in the next plane, its creativeness is much more effective. Now, if I can quote an example, supposing somebody living on this earth loved pictures, finally goes over to the next plane, finds that his power of thought and that of others can produce for him the pictures which he loves, and he chooses to live in a place where he can adorn the walls with those pictures formed by his own thoughts, accepting that this is a possibility. Now, is it only he who can see those pictures, or are others able to see them also, even though they were subjects of his thoughts? Because it seems sometimes that some people there can see a specific article or view, others cannot see that. Does this all stem from individual thinking, or is there an overall thought creating the world we are told is there, and our own personal thoughts can pick up parts of it? It sounds very complicated. I hope you understand what I mean.
No, dear friend, I understand fully.
Yes, I guessed you would.
And I will try to simplify matters for you.
Okay.
Let us speak of illusion and reality.
Mm-hmm.
What is illusion and what is reality?
Well, I would say that illusion, if all is illusion, it must, by definition, become reality.
But whose illusion, whose reality?
Of course, this is the problem.
Yes, let me say this to you. If I give you a topic for each one of you to visualize in your minds, to use the power of your thoughts, to describe in physical words afterwards, do you suppose that each of you will see the same?
No.
No. Exactly. So when you come to spirit, nothing changes drastically. But there comes a time when the power of the thought unifies and becomes as one. In such cases, and I speak of much time ahead, then all can see the thoughts of each other.
I see.
But again, it comes to the raising of each individual consciousness. You understand?
Yes.
So, if you have passed to our side of life, you create your own habitation, as you have put it, then only you have created that thing.
Mm-hmm.
It does not belong to another, except those who have, how can I say, graduated to higher things. They would have the power of knowing your thought.
I see.
You understand it is like a stepping stone.
Yes.
You must go gradually.
Right.
But what is the great creative force if it is not but one thought?
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes. If I can put a question in there, let us presume that a person there created a marvelous garden by his own thinking.
Yes.
He would be creating that within the confines of the overall thought.
Of course, but he would be creating his thought within the confines of what he is able to do.
Yes.
Within the area of his thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, there is much that can be done, but always there has to be, how would you term it, block from others who would not be entitled to see.
I see. This is what I was going to ask. If he then said to some friends, I have managed to get myself a marvelous garden, I would like you to come and see it.
Yes.
Would they be able to see it because he wished them to do so?
If the desire is there, then they can see.
I see. So they too would have to have the desire to see it.
He would need to be generous in his thinking for them to receive.
I see.
You understand?
Yes.
It sounds complicated to you. But in fact, it is very simple.
Mm-hmm.
But once you have grown in consciousness and in the power of using thought, after all, that is what we all strive for. You need not speech, but only thought in our world. Then, and only then, will thoughts rebound from one to another.
I see. Also, what made me think of it and ask the question was that after your visit last time, we had a charming little girl through who quite voluntarily described how the flowers spoke to her and sing to her and how the water changes colour and other very beautiful comments on the land generally. Now, she, I imagine, could not understand having to think those things. So, am I right in presuming that they exist for her to see and anybody else to see?
There are areas in our world which are open to all.
I see.
As you would expect in your world to go to water, to go to mountains, to go to fields, wherever. So too can this happen in our world.
Mm-hmm.
It is open to all who wish to seek. You understand?
Yes, so our thoughts would be homing in to the Creator's thoughts, which had already produced that particular scene to which we wanted to travel. Is that so? And
the thought always exists, let me put it that way. You will travel along the energy of thought when you are capable of doing so.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Again, it is a matter of how much you have learned.
Yes. Which brings me to yet a further question, if I may. Those who go over to your world and are not particularly conversant with what is going to happen, they surely would find a pleasant place to arrive at before they learned how to produce it by their own thoughts.
All of you who come to our side of life arrive at where you belong.
Yes.
To where you have burnt. It matters not whether you say what they know on this earth as far as spiritual matters go. You, dear friend, cannot know what they have achieved.
No, I can't.
You cannot judge and say, this one, that one does not deserve this, because only they and the greater Creator knows what has happened in this lifetime.
Good. Now, I wouldn't presume to judge them. But I would want to know that I am doing the right thing when we have rescues through, in telling them that it is a happy place for them to go to.
Of course, most. Let me say this, dear friends, to you. Most of you upon this earthly plane will have no problems at all when you return home.
Good.
Even those you think do not know much but that is not what is important. It is what they have done, what they have achieved within their lifetimes here.
Quite.
Because they do not speak about what you term spiritual matters does not mean they are not spiritual.
No, I would accept that absolutely. Because so, we have no knowledge, no way of knowing.
Yes, so you cannot say this one, that one will go there, will not have this, because only that spirit will know. And let me say, the knowledge is there open to them. Whether they accept it or not is entirely up to them.
Of course.
So you see, dear friend, there are many factors surrounding this.
Yes. So I am right in when people come here for guidance knowing nothing about the next world at all, I am right in telling them that they, during this physical life, are knowingly or unknowingly fitting themselves for the place they may occupy when they come over to you.
You are correct to say that to them, because indeed that is why we are here.
Thank you.
All are here to learn, whether they are aware of the knowledge or not. That is what is happening in their daily lives.
Yes, because it is the soul which is progressing anyway, and the physical needn't necessarily know of the progress of the soul.
The physical being houses the soul. That is the only reason for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say to you, look after this physical being, because too many times I hear people say, spirit is important, and they neglect the physical duties. Your lives upon this earth should be well balanced between the two.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, it's a question of taking the middle path all the time, isn't it?
Yes, you must attend to your physical duties, but always look to that higher self. I would say to these people who seek forth such higher things, firstly, to go silently within, because there within lies all knowledge, all love, all unity, all seeking of that consciousness which is around.
Yes, well, I had to tell this lady finally that she should stop worrying about wondering where to get closer to God, since he was with her all the time. This is what she doesn't realize.
I think you have to explain. We come again to the difficulties of using your physical parts.
Yes.
Of God. I know it is a word used, but it is confusing to so many.
Right.
Rather, I would say to you, look for the goodness of all.
Mm-hmm.
Look for the goodness within yourself before you seek outward on any pathway. You understand that?
Yes, I told her to look within herself and realize how much she had done with her life that was good and worth repeating, And don't worry so much about the external all the time, because the opportunities are within her.
Let me say this to you, dear friends. If firstly you cannot accept yourselves as you truly are, and that is an exercise you all should do, firstly, come to know yourselves. And there is only one way to achieve this. And that is to go into the quietness of yourselves. And all will be revealed. All problems will fall to one side. And all knowledge can be achieved.
Mm-hmm.
If you do not do this, then you create hardships within your daily lives, which are so unnecessary.
Yes, that I can see that.
That is your reality. That is the reality of each and every one of you. So I say to you all, seek not without, but seek within.
Right. Yes, it is difficult for us, but we must try, I agree. I personally do so now, much more than I did, since we've had the pleasure of your teaching.
I know, dear friend, but it would be desirable if each one here did so. I know that you all have busy lives to lead, but you must give time for the growth of your soul.
Yes.
It is important.
Yes, to continue that, if I may, is it all right for me to continue questioning on this subject? I said that I have been trying to do that, but I must admit, and I admit I don't like admitting it, but I start trying to go within myself each morning before I start the day's work. But unfortunately, I always seem to go to sleep in a few minutes. Now, how can I... It's a silly question, perhaps. How can I avoid doing that? Or if I can't avoid doing it, does it matter? Is it achieving its object, even though I go to sleep?
It matters not, dear friend. It is important that you have offered yourself to the silence.
Mm-hmm.
But... Perhaps I could suggest to you that you are too soon after your sleep state. Perhaps you could find another time during your busy day.
Yes, that's the point. I'll try it.
Try to help you and see what we can achieve.
Thank you. Because also I was condemning myself for falling asleep, even though I can't help it, because it seemed rather insulting to those who are trying to help me, and that I don't want.
You will not insult those helpers who come to you. Let me say this to you all, that we help when all of you are within your sleep state, as you call it. But in fact, you are coming home
Yes.
In those few hours of your time. So don't be concerned about this. But let me say this to you. It is an opportunity for you to state that power of thought, to practice it, to say, I wish to remember all which is taking place. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Try it, dear friend, and I will see what I can do with you.
Yes, I have done that quite a lot at night, and tried to, before I go to sleep, convince myself that I'm going to remember what happens when I go home. And sometimes I feel, at least in part, I do remember the experience because I wake feeling quite happy.
Yes. As in all matters, you must continue. You must practice the You cannot expect it to happen just so.
No.
After all, when first you learned to ride your tricycles, did you manage to do so first time?
No, probably not.
When you were taught your alphabets and your figures, did you learn all first time? No. So why do you think that on spiritual matters it should be any easier?
I think it's wishful thinking.
Yes, I think too.
Mm-hmm.
But continue, because you are capable of much. You can achieve whatever you wish. What you desire becomes then your reality. You understand?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much for that. I hope I haven't taken too much of your time.
No, I am happy to try to help you all with these questions. But I will leave you this time with a few words and continue this time and see what is available to you. I say to you all, dear friends, that you all are surrounded by many. I wish you could see how much love is extended to each and every one of you. That when you return home, there will be no doubts, there will be no hesitating, there will only be joy. And now I leave you this time.
Thank you very, very much from all of us.